Module 5, Managing Emotions. In order to maintain a respectful work environment, it is imperative to focus on how you react to situations around you. Emotions should be recognized and controlled in a respectful manner. In the case that we let our emotions take control and act on the wrong kinds of emotions, this can lead to a negative outcome and lower team productivity. Emotional management is considered a skill that includes being mindful of choosing a more practical and positive emotional reaction over a less effective emotional approach. Practicing managing your emotions can help you constructively face challenges that may arise in everyday workplace situations. Meaning of emotions. Before we can focus on emotional management, we must first look at the meaning behind emotions. Emotions are internal and arise from reactions to the conditions and the people around you. Each emotion has a message associated with it. For example, if you are feeling disappointed, the message with this is that there is a gap in your expectations. Our thoughts have a big effect on our emotions. In other words, two people may have different responses to a situation, since they were brought up with different thought processes. Emotions can greatly influence our decision-making and behavior, therefore influencing our work lives. Negative emotions at work. On an everyday basis, we experience a wide range of emotions, moving from one emotional state or another. Some emotions are more challenging to control and deal with, and may affect how you are performing at work. By addressing and managing emotions at work, we are able to better handle conflicts and adjust to any changes or new challenges that arise. A respectful work environment will typically carry positive emotions among the employees, including contentment, enthusiasm, and satisfaction. Positive emotions have many great benefits in the workplace, including better productivity and stress management. Unfortunately, negative emotions in the workplace are still common and can result in higher job turnover and adverse health effects. Some common negative emotions in the workplace include worry, frustration, or stress. These behaviors are more likely to contribute to a toxic work environment, so we must be conscious in how we communicate and collaborate with one another to avoid these emotions from arising. Choosing your reactions. We are all equipped with internal responses that arise from various situations. These emotional responses affect how we think and act. Thus, it is critical to be conscious of these responses in order to maintain professionalism. Negative emotions can be common in the workplace, whether it is caused by work-related matters or other personal stressors aside from work. Regardless of the source, approach the situation with a conscious mindset to create an appropriate response and control any outbursts. Try to remember that you are part of the team and to be mindful of your reactions in order to stay respectful and calm. Well-respected individuals understand how to respond as opposed to how to react. Here are some helpful tips when choosing respectful emotional responses. Do not reciprocate rudeness or disrespect. If you are not being treated appropriately, be the bigger person and remain courteous. Do not reply to the situation if you are angry. Allow your mind to process the situation and formulate a proper reply or solution. Try to work with your feelings by understanding what they are telling you. If you happen to respond with an outburst, apologize for this behavior. Recognize what provokes you. Strive to find ways to manage your responses in these particular situations. Absorbing other people's emotions. The emotions of other individuals have a great impact on our own. It is evident that if another employee storms into the office with a negative emotion, then it's a natural response to be vulnerable to absorb this negative emotion. A respectful work environment is one that is supportive, safe, and positive. Thus, in order to maintain this respectful work environment, when various emotional responses are happening continuously, it is critical to be aware of our responses and assist in adjusting the emotions of others when we have the opportunity to do so. Our feelings and interactions are contagious. If someone is interacting with you in a positive, friendly attitude, then we will typically reciprocate this positive emotion. By being aware of emotional responses, it will encourage us to formulate a correct response to the situation. Positivity and respect will have a halo effect in the workplace, in which these conditions will carry many great benefits, such as helping. For instance, if you express happiness and joy in helping coworkers with a task, it will bring out positive emotional responses in others, such as gratitude. Being able to handle emotional situations is beneficial to preserving a respectful, safe work environment. If there is lack of respect present, then negative emotional responses, such as hurt or sadness, will occur. We must be responsive and sensitive to the emotions of others. If an employee is feeling distressed, try to help by showing concern and offering help to that individual. If an employee is feeling sadness, try showing empathy and understanding to the situation. The positive outcome. Positive emotions at work can be useful to benefit yourself as well as those around you. Your emotions can help you to accomplish your goals and create a stronger team in the workplace. When happiness and other positive emotions spread, everyone wins. If we avoid letting unfavorable emotional states cloud our judgment, we are capable of receiving great outcomes. This includes lower job turnover, reduced employee absenteeism, better stress management and overall better health, improved social interactions, enhanced creativity, greater job satisfaction. Enter the workplace with enthusiasm and a goal to share your positive mindset with others. You will see powerful effects with the emotional responses of others in relation to an overall enhancement in professionalism. Case study. Jack works as a customer service representative for a telecommunications company. Throughout his morning, he had been dealing with angry, difficult customers. He was beginning to take on the effects of these emotions from the customers: feelings of anger, frustration, and stress. Jack had decided that it was best to step away from his work for a short moment and take a breath. He realized that he could not let these emotions of frustration affect his work performance. Jack returned to his desk with a fresh mind and continued to talk to the next customer with courtesy. By managing his emotions, he was able to maintain respect and professionalism. Jack's boss, Adia, noticed how conscious he had been when choosing his reactions during this stressful time, and was proud of her respectful employee.